Alright guys, this is JD Schmidt talking to you guys out of Wellington, Florida. What's up, fight fans? This is another UFC podcast. So I've got some exciting news. I'm actually going to UFC Fight Night Orlando, which is tomorrow. It starts at 4 p.m. For me, at least. Those are the prelims that are on Fight Pass, so you'd have to have access to that. But I'm really excited for this. This is my first first event ever going to. Almost feels like I'm going to a WWE match, but obviously I'm going to UFC fighting match. But this is super exciting. It's Orlando. Of course, this is what UFC does. They have like five people on the main card, or everybody on the main card has somebody from Orlando. So we got a few people from Orlando, but I want to go over the card with you guys, get you guys excited for it. So the Fight Pass prelims honestly has really no name people I'm not really excited about. I'm going to be there, you know, to enjoy the experience and get my money's worth. I've got like lower level seats, so I'm very excited for that. For about 4 hours, they let you meet the fighters, so that's pretty cool. I'm going to meet Kamaru Usman, who trains at a combat club, who now trains at a Hard Knocks 365, so that's pretty cool. I've never got to meet him yet, so I'm pretty excited about that. He trains at Henry Hooft, which is the training I used to do until my hand got hurt. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather, guys. And I tend to say guys a lot. That's what I did on my YouTube channel, but whatever. Mostly guys are watching anyways. So on the Fight Pass prelims, we got Sam Alvey. He's a light heavyweight. He's been in the UFC a long time. He's a longtime veteran. He's all right. I'm not really excited to watch him, but I will watch him because I'm getting my money's worth. So on to the Fight Pass or the Fox prelims. So this starts at 6 p.m. Tomorrow on Fox. You got Ben Saunders versus Jubin. Ben Saunders versus Alan Jubin. Both of them are fighting out of the United States. Ben Saunders is 21-8. Alan Jubin is 15-6. I know a little bit of Ben Saunders. I think he was on the Ultimate Fighter. I'm not sure. Or maybe Alan was. One of these guys was. That's an exciting fight. That's 170 pounds. Those guys are pretty fun to watch. The next fight, you got Mariana Moraes versus Angela Hill. Mariana's from Ukraine. Angela Hill's from the United States. Angela Hill's trying to get ranked. Right now she's not ranked, so she's fighting a top 15 fighter, as Mariana's a number 14 fighter. Not too excited about that. No offense to the women, just not too excited about it. Next, you got Sarah McMain versus Mariana Renu. These are like MILFs. Yo, these people, 40 years old and 37 years old. They're kind of hot because they're fighting, but whatever. But yeah, I'm definitely excited to watch that because they're kind of cute for, you know, 40-year-olds. Don't get it twisted. All right, so the next fight is Renan Barro, which is funny because my friend Chris Elkins, who's an ex-coach of mine, he still coaches me a little bit for, like, diets and training advice. His friend's brother trains this guy out of Tampa, Florida. So this guy's fighting out of Brazil, Renan Barro. He used to be the UFC... bantamweight, 125 pound class, small dudes. This guy is how tall? Let me see, 66 inches. I'm not doing the math, but you can do the math. He's fighting Brian Keller. It looks like these guys are not ranked anymore. That's crazy how this guy fell off the map. He's 36-5. Maybe he stopped fighting. I'm not sure. I don't know much about him. Now, main event time. Let's go. It's time. Sorry if I sound like shit. I'm sick. Alright, so we got Mike Platinum Perry. I'm super pumped for this dude. This dude's ghetto. He's a thug. He was in jail. That's really cool. He's 11-2. He's fighting Max Griffin, who I guess Max has wanted to fight Mike Perry for a long, long time. Now, Mike Perry, 11-2, he's a knockout artist. I think he's coming off a loss, but that's a very con... He just... I don't know. He wasn't fighting his right game, but this guy knocks out people. He's nasty, and he's fighting out of Orlando. Super pumped for that. Hometown crowd. I'm going to be rooting for him. Next fight, we got Ovin St. Preux versus Aldir Latifi. This guy is... Latifi's 14-5, fighting out of Sweden. He's like... It looks like he's... is he 6 feet tall? No, 12. Yeah, he's 5 foot tall, which is... he's 5.5 feet tall. Sorry, my math is wrong. But fighting gets Ovin St. Preux, 6'3". That's the same height as me, and he's 205 pounds. It's a light heavyweight battle. OSP has fought, I think he fought Alexander Gustafsson, I'm not sure, but he definitely fought John Jones, and honestly was looking really good against John Jones. But that was against a bad John Jones, who, exciting news, John Jones is planning a comeback. Shocking, but Dana White spoke to him for the first time in the last 2 years, apparently, and they're working on USADA and coming back. So OSP is coming off like 3 straight wins. He's been doing the Von Flue choke, which I guess some guy created in some foreign country, and it's only been done 5 times in the UFC, and I think this guy, OSP, has done it every time. Super pumped for that, because if he wins this fight, I think he fights, I'm going to guess, probably Gustafson or... Who's the other light heavyweight? I think he fights Gustafson, to be honest, because Gustafson, you know, he lost a lot of manpower, like highlight, like not manpower. He lost a lot of star power. Just because, you know, Daniel Cormier is doing his own thing. Anthony Johnson's doing his own thing. Anthony Johnson still has this division if he ever wants it back. All right, so now on to the co-main event. So this is Tisha Tiny Tornado Torres. She's a little cutie. She's fighting out of the United States. I really want to know where she's actually, what her ethnicity is, but whatever. Jessica Andrade, this girl is a beast. She's got some big-ass arms. This girl is ready to fight. She's 17-6, the number 2 ranked strawweight. Tisha Torres is 10-1. I'm excited to see her just because she's really cute, and I'm going to enjoy watching that. All right, so Josh Emmett versus Jeremy Stephens. Main event, baby. Both are fighting out of Florida. Both are fighting out of Orlando. On the other side of town, on each side of the town of Orlando. Jeremy Stephens. Who the fuck is that guy? If y'all remember that, that was Connor. When you laughed your ass off, that was Connor. By the way, Connor's coming back. Don't diss my boy. He's coming. And I will bet money on him, and I'm ready to lose money on him just because I love Connor. He's going to fight Floyd Mayweather in MMA. It's going down. So, Jeremy Stephens is number 8, which I'm not sure why he's number... Well, I am sure why he's number 8, because he just came off a loss. But Josh Emmett is apparently ranked higher. Josh Emmett hasn't fought that much in the UFC, but just knocked out Ricardo Lamas really bad. The only downside to that knockout is that he missed weight, so it didn't look as great. To the UFC and to the fight fans, because, you know, you're professional, you need to make weight. But Josh Emmett, he's focused, man. He wants to get this win. He's 13-1. This is, I think, his 5th fight in the UFC. Excuse me. And Jeremy Stephens is 26-14, all right? So these guys are featherweights. So that's 145 pounds. Now, when you see, if you guys watch the Josh Emmett weigh-in, Josh Emmett's huge for 145. I mean, this dude's core is thick. I mean, this dude is big. He's got a lot of power. I'm going for my man, Jeremy Stephens. Little heathen, fighting out of Orlando. He wants to fight. He's there to make money. This is his 40th fight. Took professionally in his 28th fight in the UFC. This dude's ready. I don't know about you guys, but I am super pumped. I can't believe I'm going to this event. I'm going to watch it live. I'm going to record videos. I'm going to post that shit. And I can't wait. I can't wait to get back in the ring, man. I haven't trained in a few months. You know, been busy with life. And I hurt my knuckle. But I really want to train again. I mean, it's just a total... It's kind of like if you... You know, you watch football, but you've never played it. You know, you like watching it, but... When you've played football, you enjoy watching football a lot more because you know about it. It's the same thing with fighting. The fact that I've trained for about 8 months and enjoyed it and just know a lot more about it, the fact that I'm a huge fight fan, plus that, I mean, just makes it so much more enjoyable to watch because I know what I'm watching. It's kind of like when you have a girlfriend that watches football but she doesn't know what the flags mean. It's kind of annoying. But when she does know the rules and stuff like that, it's a lot more enjoyable to watch with. You know, I don't know. That was a really bad analogy. But anyways, I'm single as fuck. All right, guys, that was my podcast. Just trying to give you like a rundown on this fight. Other news in UFC, Connor posted that he wanted to come back, that he wanted to come back to UFC 222. UFC shot that down because there wasn't enough time to generate money. That makes sense. You know, it's funny, just that post kind of washed out the 1.5 years that he hasn't been in the ring just because... He engaged with us. He showed us that he's ready. He showed us that he wants to fight. Now I'm just like, all right, let's get back in the ring. Like, I don't care how much longer it takes you now because that 1.5 years is gone. Like, I know you're fighting this year. So UFC 222, that's coming up right after the week after this. It's a week of Rib Roundup. That's Saturday, March 3rd. Honestly, it's a garbage card. I'm not even going to really want to watch it. I might go to Duffy's to watch it. If that, I don't even know if it's Duffy's worthy. It's probably just internet worthy. You watch after it happens. But anyways, this is just a UFC Fight Night preview. Sorry if it's a little boring. I need to get my boy Lee in these podcasts. And I'm going to try to do a little bit more. All right, brother. All right, guys. See ya.